you're listening to this podcast, chances are my friends somewhere down the line stopped listening to me because apparently I talk too much. And so I had to get this out. And I'm so glad that you tuned in and that you're listening. And I hope it's something that you enjoy. Welcome to the Fresh Squeeze podcast with Nadine. During this podcast, we'll be talking about mental and emotional struggles that get in the way of us being our most productive and best selves. So, Nadine, why do you like productivity so much? My one answer for that is time. I just love the concept of time. Time is that one thing that you cannot save, you cannot grow back, you cannot reverse, you can only spend it. Even with movies, you'll see that there's always like a time machine. There's like, that's always a go-to concept or plot for a movie. I hate that, but I know why, because that's something that we have yet to touch. Like, that's something that as human beings, that is something that we will never accomplish. We've tried to, or we've made advances in medicine where we're picking the gender and we're, having various options to give birth and like doing things that people centuries ago would have never imagined. We've landed on the moon. We're in space. And the internet is, you're able to talk to someone on the other side of the country in a matter of seconds. That is, you know, we've done so much as a species, but we've yet to make advancement on time, and we never will. And I love that. I love the ingenuity of God. Like, he, you know, he's the only one that has access to time, and he's outside of time. He's timeless. And so just thinking about time, I'm like, dang, I'm thinking, as humans, do we use time as good as we should use time? Are we mindful about how we spend it? Are we spending it with our children or our loved ones? Are we working on being better adults? And, you know, just when I think about time, my mind is just, I get so blown away and fascinated about that whole subject. I mean, I can go on about it forever. So the first mental struggle I want to talk about, that one mental struggle that gets in the way of us being productive and gets in the way of us being our best selves, is fear. And it's no secret, we all know this, that whether you are Black or white, you are rich or poor, big or small, young or old, we all have this one thing in common. This one thing being fear. Fear makes us human, and it's inevitable. We can't really avoid it. And I don't care how fearless someone thinks they are, fear is something that everyone experiences. And I know that I may not be much of an expert on the human psyche, but I do know that fear comes in two forms, one being external fears and internal fears. The external fears are the fears that are caused by possible or perceived threat. It is caused by danger. These fears are the ones that are right in front of you. And I really believe that we're wired to experience these fears as a compass and a guide and to help protect us from real or perceived dangers. Some examples of an external fear could be you're afraid of heights. You're afraid of snakes. That's me. You're afraid of death. And then you have your internal fear, which is the fear that, you know, I believe are lies. These are the fears that are unpleasant emotions that are caused by beliefs that may not necessarily be from you. These fears can be from come from bad experiences. They can come from negative feedback. They could be fabrications conjured by either you or someone you know and someone you love. And they're triggered by anxiety and sadness and doubt and loneliness. And you can feel these types of fears when you're alone. You can feel them when you're with others. And you typically feel them when there's no obvious imminent danger. I don't know how many times that you sat still and just with you being by yourself, you felt some sort of anxiety. I felt, for the first time in my life, I almost had an anxiety attack winter of last year, of 2018. And there was nothing happening around me, but on the inside, I was just so anxious. And I was just like, my palms were sweaty. And I'm like, what is happening? And with internal fears, being that they are lies that are inside your mind, they can be harder to overcome than external fears. So internal fears would be like the fear of public speaking. It would be the fear of not feeling adequate enough to pursue that thing you desire. It'll be the fear of rejection, fear of the unknown, fear of being judged. And then the newly coined FOMO, fear of missing out. for me, the fear of inadequacy is so major, is so real for me. I struggle with that seriously. I often struggle with the question of whether I'm good enough or whether I deserve to sit at the table. Am I a good leader? Am I valued among my peers and my team? Do I possess the skills that I need to get me to where I want to go? And I know I'm not the only one who deals with this. This is a fear that I constantly deal with, and I have to constantly remind myself that yes, sis, you are good enough. And it's just lies in your head to make you feel that you don't deserve to be or do what you're doing, or you don't deserve to experience what you're experiencing. But I really want to talk about how external fears and internal fears go hand in hand when it comes to overcoming fears. One fear affects the other. So in the beginning of the year, I made a pact with myself to face those fears that I had that were holding me back. I'd pick a fear or areas of uncomfortability and do those things that will lessen that fear, such as public speaking or going to events or restaurants by myself or looking at pictures of snakes without flinching and using a gun. So the latter fear brought me to a gun range. And it was while I was facing my fear of shooting, holding, handling a gun, I realized that my fear of inadequacy was deeply related to my fear of guns. And I realized that with me facing my fear of guns, I was actually facing my fear of inadequacy as well. I realized that the more that I face the things that pose an external threat to me, the less impact my internal fears had on me, the less impact that the lies that were inside of my head had on me. Walking into the gun range was super uncomfortable. The walls were covered with guns, you know, full automatic, semi-automatic. I saw anything between AK-47 and a 9mm, whatever that means. In an instant, images of news footage of mass shootings that have been happening in our country appeared in my mind. And I began to think of the devastation and the mourning and the tears and the loss. And, you know, just immediately I felt the anxiety rising up in me, because I was also in a room full of people that I did not know or trust. Oh, I was in a room full of people that I don't know and trust in a room full of guns. And so I just felt the anxiety just welling up in me. And I tried to shake a bit of the anxiety off, and I approached the counter and I said the first thing that could come to my mind. In my mind, I'm like, okay, Nadine, you're scared. But vocally, I said to the person behind the counter, I said, I've never done this. I'm nervous and I need a tutorial. And meanwhile, while my external fear was beginning to take a hold on me, the internal fear of inadequacy was quietly making itself known in the corners of my mind, asking me, Nadine, can you do this? Do you even possess the hand-eye coordination to successfully shoot your target rather than somebody else in the gun range, or even worse, yourself? Was I adequate enough? I want to share with you three things that I got away from facing my fear and how that directly impacted my internal fear. These are three things that I did to help me face them. Number one, I faced what made me uncomfortable. I faced my uncomfortability in two ways. I did it through knowledge and I did it through application. I asked for a tutorial and was given information about guns that I never knew. I got so much information that I don't even know what to do with this type of information. Like, what do I need this information for? I learned about the different types of guns. I learned the makeup of a gun and how to hold the gun. I learned how to operate a gun so that I can keep myself and others safe. And what I got from this was that oftentimes we avoid what makes us uncomfortable. But to be honest, constant comfortability, it should be that one thing that scares us the most. Being comfortable is a sign of apathy and lethargy, meaning that you are lazy and that you don't care. It is the opposite of growth and it makes us weak. Facing my fear didn't begin the moment that I walked into the facility. It started when I made the initial decision to go. I felt it when I put it on my calendar, and then I felt it on the car ride there. So to combat fear, we should always seek to make ourselves uneasy. We should be curious. We should be trying to understand that thing that makes us afraid. And even if it's initially in small doses, it's always a step forward than not being curious and not making the progression to overcoming that fear. We must be willing to explore those very things that catapults us into wholeness. Number two, I found the right support. So I was lucky enough to have a friend come with me who had previous experience operating a gun. But I think what was most important for me was the kind of support that I was receiving. I could have asked anyone to attend with me, but not everyone will give you the support you need. Believe me, what you may be afraid of, someone thinks is silly. You know, it's a horrible feeling because it can cause you to feel alone in your fear. And you got to be able to submit your fears. Admitting your fears to others leaves you feeling vulnerable. Yes, some people don't know how to handle your vulnerability, and they probably will never personally put themselves in situations where they seek uncomfortability. This is why it's important to find the right support and have people around you who know what to do with your openness. You got to cultivate safe spaces to express yourself and also receive positive feedback and encouragement. Thankfully for me in this instance, I had the right support. I was reminded that wisdom is such major key to knowing who to turn to when you need support. For me, I know who to ask to jump out of a plane with me. I know who to ask to try a new cuisine with me. I know who to ask to explore a new endeavor with me. I know the people around me. Not everyone is willing to go for the ride, but the right people will definitely be there when you need them. What I also love about sharing your fears with the right people is that you can also be held accountable. Since you're more than likely to keep yourself comfortable rather than throwing yourself into the unknown, having that right support keeps you from regressing and staying in the same place. Number three, I faced the lies inside. My fear of handling a gun was also feeding off of an internal fear, like I mentioned before, which is my fear of inadequacy. I somehow believed that I was not capable of handling a gun. I somehow believed that the possibility of me accidentally shooting myself or someone else was high. I've even allowed people to add to my fear of inadequacy when it came to handling a gun. And this is mainly my guy friends. You know how that goes. I don't exactly give a Tomb Raider or a Kill Bill type of vibe. I don't look like somebody who probably needs to have a gun. But, you know, my mind fed on those negative talks and believed that I could not handle a firearm based on what people said or thought about me. That's how powerful the human mind can be. The average human mind can have up to 60,000 thoughts a day. These thoughts trigger sickness, they trigger our mood and our fears. Scientific research is increasingly showing how possible and important it is to change your thoughts. I shot my first 5 rounds and was ready to quit thinking I did what I came to do. I was ready to shoot a gun rather than shooting the gun well. Like, shooting the gun well was not on my mind. I didn't expect to do well at all. Instead, my instructor, he didn't take no for an answer. He was a straightforward guy. I was a little bit intimidated by him because he had his gun on his hip and he just seemed like a really militant guy. But he was very assertive, which I think I needed at that moment. And he loaded the rest of the bullets into the magazine. With the help of his guide, I fixed my stance, I stretched, and I locked my arms and wrists. I focused and I breathed deeply. I shot 20 rounds, with a majority of them hitting the bullseye on my target or really close to it. Not only surprised my instructor, but I surprised myself. I did something on my first try that and this is what they told me, that even some experienced cops could not do. Not only was I accurate, but I was really precise, shot after shot. In that moment, like, I felt a huge block of my fear of inadequacy being chipped off. Through that experience, I was reminded that I can do anything I put my mind to. You can do anything you put your mind to. If you decide to do it, you can and will do it. The first step is getting out of your own mind and getting out of your own way. To overcome fear, you have to be a bit curious. It requires curiosity. You have to have the gall to question, what is it that you believe about yourself? Is your fear protecting you from danger, or is it hindering you? And really, there's only one way to find out, and that's by facing it. So I'm inviting you to join me in facing whatever it is that could keep you from being the best version of yourself. I would list a few things that you're afraid of and make those steps, even if they're small steps, to face those fears and see what it does for your mental and emotional health. It feels good to be able to be on the other side of that fear. It feels good to know that you have conquered something that have kept you bound for so long. One of my favorite quotes from Dr. Caroline Leaf is that your brain is the most powerful thing in the universe after God. That's how powerful our brains are, that we were given the ability to renew our mind and renew our thinking and our thought processes to make us better individuals, to make us more productive, to make us be the best versions of ourselves. And it's not by accident. And just remember that that internal fear that you face was not given to you at birth. You were not born with that. But instead, we're giving the spirit of power, love, and a sound and disciplined mind. And we should always remember that. If ever you're facing a fear that isn't logical and it doesn't help you and it keeps you from being your best self, remember that that fear is not from you and it's not of you, and you can conquer it. Thank you so much for listening to my first episode. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you'll come back and listen to some more episodes and come back and listen to some of the interviews that I'll be having, and I'm really excited about those. Please subscribe. Until next time, love you.